Jay Sekulow, is Planned Parenthood now in the business of harvesting and selling babies' organs?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
There are new developments now in the controversy surrounding Planned Parenthood. A brand new second undercover video now being made public for the first time, allegedly showing an executive for the group haggling over the price of aborted body parts. This follows a story that broke late last week.
It shows a negotiation about the price of tissue from these aborted fetuses, and when they're talking about how much it should cost, this doctor who was shown says that she wants enough so that she can buy herself a Lamborghini while she's laughing at the end of this conversation.
I said I bought a Lamborghini.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What would you expect for intact tissue? What sort of compensation? What sort of...
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay?
I don't think so. I would like to know what would make you happy. What would work for you?
You know, in negotiations, the person who throws out the figure first is at a loss, right? So
I don't look at it that way. I know. You want to play that game, I get it. But
I want...
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I want to be really clear. The allegation that Planned Parenthood profits in any way from tissue donation is not true. Our donation programs, like any other high-quality healthcare providers, follows all laws and ethical guidelines.
Don't lowball it.
Okay.
Tell me what you
really...
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, legal or not, let me tell you what I call it, disgusting. And that is Planned Parenthood, we know, is in the abortion business. That's what they do for a living. They also are in the business of selling unborn children's body parts. These are children that have been aborted. And then Planned Parenthood doctors do procedures in which they can then harvest, I'm saying it again, harvest hearts, lungs, kidneys, and put them into the streams of commerce, supposedly for research purposes. But they're, look, the fact of the matter is, we're going to get into the legal issue in a moment, but this is Planned Parenthood getting our taxpayer dollars. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I really want to hear from women that have experienced Planned Parenthood before or want to comment on this. The idea that they're performing the abortions is horrific. Late-term abortions, horrific. Selling babies' body parts, horrific. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. And all making it all the worse is that it's funded by me and you, our taxpayer dollars. 800-684-3110. Our Periscope audience is with us as well. You can tweet, send out a Twitter question if you want, at Jay Sekulow. Logan, also people coming in on Periscope already.
That's right. Everyone's coming in for Periscope, voicing their opinion and getting it to me, and we'll get it on the air. A lot of people outraged and disgusted by this situation.
Jordan, this is nothing new. We got less than a minute here. Nothing new in a sense that we're dealing with Planned Parenthood, but the new, I'm going to give a timeline when we come back from the break. This is another disgusting practice of Planned Parenthood.
That's right. Another way to increase their revenue streams, another way to increase the money that they've got. So that, remember, all the segmented funds they use, this can't go towards abortion, this can go towards abortion. And they say it's not about money, and yet this doctor, who's the head of their medical practice, talks about how they want a Lamborghini out of this deal. So to me, I think it's very clear. And Planned Parenthood is already preparing for more videos and even worse videos to be coming out over the next few weeks and months.
We have a very direct petition up, and that's this. Petition to stop the harvesting of aborted babies' organs to Congress. Investigate Planned Parenthood, defund the abortion business of Planned Parenthood, and stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. You can sign that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's a brand new petition, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call. Sign that petition. Defund them, stop the practice of selling body parts, and close down this abortion business. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. You ready for this? The main doctor on the payroll of the Obama administration. Your reaction to that at 1-800-684-3110. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, ACLJ.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. So Deborah Nuktula, the medical doctor, supposedly, Senior Director of Medical Service for Planned Parenthood, was recorded in a recording released on July 14th. And, of course, she talks about the sale of fetal body parts. She, by the way, is doing this over lunch. It was completely disgusting. Planned Parenthood then issues a response saying that this is not the evidence of the compassionate care, and they didn't like the tone of the doctor. She's not been fired, by the way. Then let me take it another step. She's also on the payroll of the Obama administration in the middle of all this. Cecilia Richards on the 16th of July says, "We apologize for the tone, but not for the substance." On July 17th, Josh Earnest, I don't know if we have this. Do we have this audio? Says at the White House press briefing that he has read the news reports and said that Planned Parenthood handles the highest and operates under the highest ethical guidelines. I listened to the President of the United States spoke while this situation is unfolding, and they don't deny that they're selling fetal body parts. We're going to get into the numbers of that in a moment. Listen to what Josh Earnest says at a press conference.
Some employees with Planned Parenthood were captured on video talking about fetal remains, the remains of aborted fetuses. Does the president have a reaction to this debate?
I haven't spoken to the president about this particular issue, and I'll acknowledge that I have not seen the particular video in question. I did read the news reports indicating that the policies that are followed by Planned Parenthood are entirely consistent with the strictest ethical guidelines that have been established in the healthcare industry.
Of course, this is the same president that said, "God bless the United States of America and God bless Planned Parenthood." Another report has come out today, and that report is a second video. I'm going to play for you right now. One of the comments from this is Dr. Gator. Mary Gator is the president of the Medical Directors Council of Planned Parenthood. Listen to this.
Pursue this mutually. I'll mention this to Ian in terms of how he feels about using a less crunchy technique to get more oral specimens. And then if we agree to move forward, the next steps I need to apply PPFA for a waiver to permit us to do this. We have to have a contract.
You heard what she said. If we want to pursue this as the sale of the body parts, I need to talk to someone at her office to see how he feels about using, quote, a less crunchy technique to get more specimens. Now, Jordan and Than, I want to go, and then I'm going to go to Palmer Williams, who wrote a piece on this for us. But I want to go to Jordan and Than first. Politically, the impact of this right now. Jordan first.
Well, listen, the political impact is that this brings Planned Parenthood's funding center stage. It's not just one video. It's now, it looks like there's going to be more and more of these videos. Planned Parenthood has even issued a statement saying that one of the videos may go inside where they do this, the fetal tissue harvesting. And so that may be coming. We don't know. But they're preparing, obviously, for a lot more. They've already apologized for the tone, but they're not apologizing for the practice. They're not disavowing, by the way, that any of this is incorrect. What they say is, like we've said, they say they're not profiting from this, but it's all about the margins, and it is a revenue stream into. So if anybody's out there with business, and this is a huge business, over $1 billion a year, if they can bring in $100 million plus revenue cash stream from these other businesses who are purchasing this fetal tissue, that helps their bottom line.
We're getting a lot of comments coming in by Twitter and also on Periscope as well, Logan.
A lot of comments on Periscope. One person wrote that they just heard about the less crunchy method that was just presented, and it makes them sick. A lot of people are just commenting how nauseous this is making them. I say even to listen to, but we need to be listening to it. One person put, defund them. It's a sad day in America when animals seem to have more rights than humans do. How many times can they get away with these immoral practices? Over and over, a lot of people just, voicing their concern and their outrage over this. Less questions and more just outrage and disgust.
All right, Than, quickly here. Legislation's going to be introduced. First of all, you've calculated the number, that how much money they make from this. It's unbelievable, potentially.
Well, 327,000 abortions at Planned Parenthood. If they got four organs per abortion, as disgusting as that is to say, and sold them for $100 each, which that was the figure given in that video, that would be $130 million a year from the sale of human organs.
By the way, we're funding $500 million of that with taxpayer dollars. Now, there's some legislation coming forward, right, Dan?
Yes, there has been legislation to block some of Planned Parenthood's dollars. Congressman Dianne Black is tomorrow, Jay, going to be dropping a bill that says for the next year we are going to stop all funding to Planned Parenthood. Mandatory or not, we're going to stop all of it while a full-scale investigation is done. Her goal at the end of that year, Jay, is to outlaw it forever.
Okay, let's take a phone call. And then I also got him in the studio with us. In addition to me, Logan, is Palmer Williams, is a counsel at the ACLJ. He's wrote a great piece up on ACLJ.org on this. But let's take a call first. I'm going to get Palmer's comment. Go ahead.
Hi, Patricia's calling from Arizona on line one.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. I am just calling because I want to commend you for what you're doing. I worked with my mother, who is now 90 and a half years old, with anti-abortion, and I've stood in front of Planned Parenthood and talked to women that have change their minds to go in after they realize what they do to another human being. And to hear what's going on in today's United States of America just turns my guts inside out to think that as civilized as we are supposed to be, there's that much evil in the world persisting to do such a horrible thing.
Well, let me play for you again this. I'm going to play the first sentence of this statement from Dr. Gator, who is the Planned Parenthood medical director, and then I'm going to have Palmer make a comment. But let me play this for you. I want you to hear this, folks. It's, by the way, if you got little kids listening, it's pretty gruesome. I mean, what they're talking about, but you need to, you all, as adults, need to hear this.
If we want to pursue this mutually, I'll mention this to Ian in terms of how he feels about using a less crunchy technique to get more specimens.
So the less crunchy technique is the method upon which they kill the unborn child. The specimen is the child and the fetal remains, the fetal parts that they're selling. As I said, Palmer Williams has written, is a counsel with the ACLJ, and has written a piece that says, it's titled Planned Parenthood Harvests Body Parts from Butchered Babies. It's up at ACLJ.org. But Palmer, one of the problems here, and we're just confronting the reality of this, is as gruesome, as disgusting, as awful as this is, when they say crunchy and they're selling body parts and they're doing this in casual conversation, the legality of it is questionable. It may or may not be. It's not a clear-cut criminal case here, and that's part of the problem.
Absolutely, yeah. They are claiming to be working under the law, but it's really a technicality. They're claiming to be charging only for the transportation and their trouble in harvesting the baby organs, but we know this is morally indefensible. We have to shut down these loopholes and make it so that it's completely illegal.
So let me back up here, because people need to understand that, because there's been a lot of confusion on this. A lot of people saying illegal, illegal. And I think it's horrendous, disgusting, paid for by us. But the illegality is quite, I mean, it should be illegal the way what they're doing. But there is I think this is important for our audience to understand. This is what we do at the ACLJ. We analyze this. The law needs to be changed. It's not that clear.
Absolutely. The law does need to be changed. As right now, they are able to charge for the transportation of the body parts and any trouble that they go to. But we need to change this. We need to shut down that loophole and make any money changing hands not part of the law.
So, Jordan, here's the question. We've been following Planned Parenthood for, 25 years. We're litigating we've won cases against Planned Parenthood in the trial courts at the Supreme Court of the United States. The impact of this, there's a loophole that Palmer just talked about, which we've got to get closed. We're going to work on that. Fans going to work on that. We're going to all work on that legally. But the reality is there is a political consequence for what Planned Parenthood has been caught doing here. There is a real consequence. If there was ever a moment to defund Planned Parenthood, you would think this is that moment.
Well, the numbers are starting to add up in Congress. And so, listen, President Obama, this is a strong ally of Planned Parenthood. It's going to take a lot more pressure for him to, if legislation got to his desk, for him to change. But remember, we've got elections coming up. We've got pro-life majorities in the House and the Senate, not super majorities yet, but they could be coming. And so this is a key time to remind people when we talk about defunding the abortion industry and to cut through all of the talking points, all of the distraction talking points about, we do other things. This is all about abortion for Planned Parenthood. We could defund the abortion industry and have other organizations and medical clinics provide all the different services, the non-abortion services they do, keep funding that way so that the access isn't limited for other services, and stop paying for these gruesome and just horrible procedures. Really, we are propping up this industry.
Yeah. Now, Than, very quickly here, 10 seconds. There's going to be legislation, you said, being introduced. Planned Parenthood will be fighting it, but they're in real trouble here.
Yeah, it's dropping tomorrow. Listen, legal or not, Jay, there is no right to taxpayer funding. It's time for us to quit paying for them.
Yes.
And I think Americans of all political stripes have come to that point.
We're getting a lot of comments via Periscope and Twitter as well, Logan.
Right. Mel Gage put outrageous and truly heartbreaking. Who is even buying and why? And aren't black market organs illegal? And I think the difference is that this is not black market organs.
Right.
This is not consent. This
they're
is similar
selling
to
in commerce.
Like a cadaver. Or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. And we got to close these loopholes. Folks, we need your help on this. Defund, delegitimize, close down, and investigate. That's what the petition says. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Everybody that's calling right now or listening to this broadcast, go to the ACLJ website, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Defund, but certainly should not be our money. Close down this loophole. Crushing babies. Wait until you hear what I play when I get back. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Take action now. Back with your calls in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood to defund this abortion business and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
The hidden camera work here that was done, obviously, it's not very audible. I'm going to play just a little bit of it, and then I'm going to read you what it actually says. This is Dr. so-called Dr. Deborah Nichtala, the Center for Medical Progress, did this hidden camera video. By the way, here's the number three. I'm just going to let you hear a little of it.
You just kind of cognizant of where you put your breast bears. You try to intentionally go above and below the thorax, so that, you know, we've been very good at getting hard, long liver, because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part.
All right. So here's what she said. You're going to just have to, you got to cognizant of where you put your grasp. We're talking about the procedures. You try to intentionally go above and below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver, because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I can get it all intact. This is the doctor, so-called, saying. And this is the disgusting nature of this practice. We got to stop it, folks. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. To sign that petition, we need hundreds, thousands to do it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you've ever signed a petition before, this is a brand new one. And it's very straightforward and very direct. To Congress, investigate Planned Parenthood to fund the ghastly abortion business and stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. We're going to go right to our phones.
All right, James is calling from Florida on line 5. Welcome, James.
Hi, James.
All right, James, I don't think he's there, so let's move on. Let's go to Melinda, who's calling on line 2.
Hi, Melinda.
Hey. I've had experience with the ACLJ in times past, and I just want to say they do a very good
thank
job.
You.
And I wanted to thank you for getting the info to the public. I think it's very important because this is a very concern that we all should have, especially as Christians. And I wrote a poem and gave it to my aunt and uncle that live in Ohio that are very active and
pro-life
trying to, and trying to stop abortion. And so that's pretty much all that I
have.
I
appreciate you calling in, and this is not a pleasant topic to discuss. This is not a pleasant conversation to have to even discuss on air. But the fact of the matter is, in a situation like this, and we know this, let me go Than first. We've got a political season here. It's near the end of the congressional session, but this, if there was ever a move to defund Planned Parenthood, this is that moment.
Yeah, it sure is. And listen, the unfortunate truth here is, Jay, is U.S. taxpayers are a part of this organization because we are being forced to pay for this. So we have some ownership in what's happening here. And it is our obligation to stand up and say, listen, there might be a technicality here. Yes, we need to close that. But today, I mean today, we want out of the business of paying for this. This is not what America's about. And we as the American taxpayer aren't going to pay for it anymore.
Go back to James in Florida on line 5. James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Go ahead.
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know that I've seen those videos.
Yes.
I posted them on my Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate you guys giving a voice to the ones that have no voice.
Yep.
I'm going to sign the petition. My wife's going to sign it.
Great.
And I fully support you guys wanting to just shut Planned Parenthood
down.
Well,
James, I appreciate you calling in. And look, Jordan, these are hard videos to watch because, I mean, that first one with Nichtala, and she's having, you know, a glass of wine and chomping on her salad as she's talking about crushing baby parts. I mean, the skulls of baby and how if she could, to save the liver, heart, and kidneys, she has to do it a different way. This is the disgust factor here. And I think, we're concerned about the legal loophole, as Than just mentioned. We want to close that. But this is disgusting, and we don't need to be paying for it.
And these are senior people. These are national people for Planned Parenthood. Nichtala, she is the senior director of medical services, the head of medical services. She was the first video. In this second video, this is the president of their medical directors council, Mary Gatter. So you've got two of their senior medical advisors. These aren't political people. These aren't lobbyists. This is not government affairs. This isn't attorneys. These are their top doctors, two of their top doctors already in these videos, exposed for what they're really all about.
Yeah, it's horrible and disgusting is what I say.
That's right. And at Navy Blue Lion on Periscope said, I hate that my taxpayer money goes to this unbelievable atrocity. That kind of leads us into a call. And let's go to Louise, who's calling on line four from Texas.
Hi, Louise. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me. I just wanted to say that anybody at Planned Parenthood and anybody who gets an abortion is basically a hypocrite.
Well, look, I mean, Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in the world, and we take a completely pro-life position here. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything planned about their parenthood, if that's what you mean. That's just not reality. But this has reached a new level of disgust. And look, they're having to deal with this fact. I want to play this. Now, this is also, I put this in the disgusting list, and this is the Dr. Gator talking about how much money she should get for doing this. Take a listen to number 19.
It's been years since I've talked about compensation, so let me just figure out what others are getting at. If this is in the ballpark, and that's fine. If it's still low, then we can talk about it. I want a Lamborghini. I said I want a Lamborghini.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I want a Lamborghini. I mean, laughing like this is some joke. This isn't a joke. This is not civilized. This is inappropriate. It is wrong. It's disgusting. We need to make it illegal, and we need to defund them. Add your name to this petition now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Remember here, folks, we're here for another half hour. I mean, the first half hour is gone already. Hard to believe. And we will be taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Do you want to try to grab one more call in here, Logan, before the break?
Sure. Let's go quickly to a call. Let's go to Michelle, who's calling online, too.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I just want to thank you for all your work
sure.
that you do for us. But I think more importantly to me, and I'm a nurse, and I've done, I've not done abortions, but I've done miscarriage, and I know how we do those. And it is horrendous, even when the fetus is dead. But I would like to say that I think that people in the United States are not paying attention that this is our administration's plan. Part of the abortion issue and the homosexual issue is to morally break this country.
Well, look, I'm here's what you got. I don't even want to equate the two for the purpose of this conversation. Let's focus on what is at hand. And what is at hand is the destruction of human life and the sale of body parts for a profit. And the fact is, that is what we're dealing with here. And we can't just, you know, I don't think the American people should be funding this, number one. So we've put together a very direct, I mean, it's a really direct petition, folks. It says, petition to stop harvesting aborted baby organs to Congress. I mean, it couldn't be any shorter than this. Investigate Planned Parenthood, number one. Number two, defund the ghastly abortion business. That's defund Planned Parenthood. Number three, stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. And as disgusting as that sounds, that's the practice they are engaged in. You have to point to what they've created, and that is what they've created. Now, we need everybody that's listening to us to take direct action here, and I'm going to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. I want you to add your name to this petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. For our friends on Periscope, we've got a lot of questions coming in.
Comment one, Mondo, just put, I wonder how they can even eat and sleep at night and what they're doing. Both Planned Parenthood is just atrocious.
You know, and that conversation with Dr. Nuctullah took place over a meal where she was talking about crushing the skulls and how to do it to preserve the organs so they could sell them over a meal and a glass of wine. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Everybody that's listening to us, express your outrage by signing this petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget also, ACLJ's in a matching challenge campaign. Last week of it for July. We need your help. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. Back with your calls in a moment. Remember, on Periscope, you can listen to us also on ACLJ.org.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. President Obama finally has ordered all flags at half-staff in honor of the terrorist victims from that attack in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So reporting right now, President Obama has ordered all flags at half-staff in honor of those that were killed in the terrorist attack in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Lindsay's calling from Kansas on line three. Welcome.
Hi, Lindsay.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Awesome. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say two things. First off, thank you for getting the information out.
Yep.
I definitely didn't know this beforehand, and I'm glad I know it now.
Great.
I've already signed your petition. My
thank
husband
you.
Are going to sign your petition. We're really excited. But I just wanted to point out that as Christians, it's our job to, if we're going to go ahead and take out Planned Parenthood or defund
yep.
and delegitimize them, then we need to step up and legitimize and fund something that's going to take its place.
Well, let me tell you this. The crisis pregnancy centers in this country do an unbelievable, incredible job. I mean, they do a great job, Lindsay, and there's crisis pregnancy centers throughout the United States. And I've Jordan, you've been down to speak at them. I've been there. I think you're going to visit one in the next couple of days. I mean, the crisis pregnancy centers, Jordan, do an unreal – they're the unsung hero in the pro-life movement.
They are. And this is, people ask sometimes, you know, how can we be more involved? What can we do more proactive? And that's what these centers are doing. I mean, and they come under attack by Planned Parenthood. We've had to represent
yep.
them in a number of different states because Planned Parenthood doesn't even like that there's other options out there. They want the only place women to talk to are their abortion facilities, or at least places where they can recommend an abortion procedure. And so they come after these pregnancy centers, and they're really, they are pro-life pregnancy centers trying to help the women who may be in difficult situations get through this in a pro-life way. And they come under attack. You would think that's at least something they would just let go. If people want to go, they can go and make that decision, but they don't. They want to shut down those organizations as well, and they're on the front lines.
Yeah, they view them as competition, actually, if you can believe it. That's the nature of their business. Let's take another call.
It's calling from Georgia on line one.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. Just real quick, like, you know, it's a sad day in America when you got people who support Planned Parenthood doing, you know, it's already bad enough that they already support abortion, but to just to be able to talk, you know, subconsciously about crushing baby parts.
Yep.
You know, just to be able to salvage body parts, you know, and not even think about it morally, it just shows the heinous act and just how abominable it is towards
not only
us, but towards God.
Yeah, and William, the Nutella was also paid, was a consultant to the Obama administration to make matters even worse. But you're absolutely right. I mean, if you look at just what's going on there, it's absolutely disgusting. We are going to close these legal loopholes. Let me go to Than here really quickly. Than, let's talk about procedurally what's going to happen here politically.
Yeah, I've actually been emailing back and forth to the Hill while we're on air here. There's going to be two things here, Jay. First of all, the legislation that we talked about from Diane Black, that's going to be dropped tomorrow. That would be the funding issue. It would stop all funding streams to Planned Parenthood. Second, there are going to be hearings and investigations in both Energy and Commerce and the Judiciary Committees. And the idea there is, Jay, we have to close these loopholes, but we also have to show the American people the truth. We have to expose them for exactly what they're doing so that we don't go back and fund them again in the future. So two things, legislation and then investigations in at least two committees.
We just got one comment, Periscope, New Times, just, but this reminds me of grave robbers from the past.
Yeah, well, it's a disgusting and abhorrent practice. Jordan, very quickly here, give me a 20-second. We talked a little bit in the first segment of the broadcast about the political fallout here. This is going to become a political issue in the upcoming campaigns.
That's absolutely right. I mean, this is now takes Planned Parenthood front and center. You've already seen a number of presidential candidates come out, support the efforts to defund the abortion industry. Also, you've seen these efforts to support investigations. Seven state investigations are now have been started into Planned Parenthood. So it's not just happening at the federal level. It will also force those who are Planned Parenthood's allies, like Hillary Clinton and our current president as well, President Obama, to continue to have to respond to these atrocious videos and the atrocious, really, it's just bringing to light what everyone knew about Planned Parenthood, but it's making it very real.
We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We'll be back in a moment. We'll talk to our Periscope audience. Are we going down or we're staying up, Logan?
Right now.
We're going to stay up on Periscope right now. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, ACLJ.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So you got the abortion business, medical director, Planned Parenthood, one of the medical directors is Dr. Nectullah, and I use that doctor, believe me, in quotes, because in my view, they're not. She's also a paid consultant by the Obama administration. Does that shock everybody? Shouldn't, because that's the fact. We also know that, in fact, the Obama administration is going to stay firm here. They're not going to budge on this. They won't. And when we've got a situation developing like this, which we do, we've got to point it out. So we've got a very direct petition here. It's not complicated. It's to Congress, investigate Planned Parenthood, defund the ghastly abortion business, and stop the sale of butchered baby body parts, period. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, we've called for defunding of Planned Parenthood for a long time. It's a half $1 billion a year. As Stan mentioned, this will add about $130 million to the revenue stream if this loophole is not closed. But the fact of the matter is, if there was ever a time to do that defunding, it is right now.
Well, that's right. The momentum is building, and so it needs to work its way through Congress, and we need to get it to the president's desk. And yes, this is a president who's very supportive of Planned Parenthood. There's more videos coming, though, and the investigations are beginning. So we need to support those efforts. And on top of that, remember, these kind of congressional efforts and the investigations take time. And so we can look towards the next election, and there are pro-life majorities in the House and Senate right now. Will those expand? That's going to be up to people who are listening to this broadcast, the voters out there. But ultimately, it's about defunding the entire abortion industry. Does not mean that we're going to be getting rid of those other services that Planned Parenthood loves to use as a distraction. That all that funding would remain to organizations that do not perform abortions.
Right.
You got a good comment on Periscope. One person just wrote, if they can put money into campaigns, why do they need our taxpayer revenue?
Well, they do. We know they put they have a fund, looks like at least $1 million, maybe more, that goes into campaigns. They back frequently pro-abortion candidates. They backed. Look, the president of the United States spoke. I'm going to use it. I'm not going to play it today. I'm going to play it tomorrow. I'm going to play that statement where he gives that speech at Planned Parenthood. So this is his part and parcel of what they do. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Right, Robert's calling from line 2 from Massachusetts. Welcome.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. How are you?
Good, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
One thing, I do appreciate all the hard work you guys have
Thanks.
Done over the years. I've followed you for a number of years.
Great.
And my comment today is that I definitely would like to see Planned Parenthood defunded, and I know you guys have been after that for a number of years. But obviously, we still have a major societal issue here
yep.
that people continue to use this organization and other avenues for birth control. And we need to really look upwards the chain and see how so we could defund Planned Parenthood. But the real issue is how do we get people to recognize the value of human life and to understand the truth behind abortions and stop the flow of people into these.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Robert. Let me tell you what I think this one thing that's going to happen out of these videos, and there are more coming. One thing I think is happening is the appalling nature of this practice is being brought to the American people's attention, and that's going to impact how the view of life. But you're absolutely correct. I mean, legislation's a good thing, but the fact is that people still are seeking the abortions, and we've got to protect and show the dignity of human life. And Than, that's part of what's going to happen in Congress now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we win this issue, Jay, by showing mothers the truth of life. I mean, we've said this time and time again, but technology is winning the day on life. And many in Congress have tried to point this out, that when you use the facts of life and when you show a mother an ultrasound of what is happening, that mother chooses life almost every time. So coupled with pushing Planned Parenthood out of business, we actually have to stand behind the technology,
yep.
show mothers the truth, and at the end of the day, that will fill the gap.
We know what happens when an ultrasound is seen by the pregnant woman. The baby's life is generally saved. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
All right, Jeb's calling on line 6. Welcome.
Hi, Jeb.
Oh, hi. Anybody who votes for a Democrat, Hillary or Obama or any of them is voting to support this. You will be asked by God to answer for that vote.
Let me play for you, by the way. The White House was asked about this. Listen to this. This was a question that came in, number 22.
A congressional committee, the Energy and Commerce Committee, has called the Planned Parenthood senior director that was in that video to give a congressional briefing on some of the facts on that. Given that video that was out last week, is there any possible reconsideration about federal funding for Planned Parenthood in the future?
No. Jessica?
No. I bet that is the answer. So this administration is not going to stop funding Planned Parenthood until we force the stop. 1-800-684-3110 is our number, 800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
All right, let's see if we can get to another call. Not yet. There you go. Rick is ready on line 1.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're on line.
I've got two points. The first one is...
Sounds like your connection is breaking up, so let's move on. Let's go to Mary, who's on Texas Live 4. Rick will try to get back to you shortly.
Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. I have 2 points. First of all, these Planned Parenthood talking
yep.
heads say that they're not profiting from these body parts. All you'd have to do is look into the income of the doctors
right.
and say that they make exponentially more than most OB-GYN doctors.
Yep.
Secondly, if we could defund Planned Parenthood and divert that money into the Veterans Fund and take care of our veterans who are not getting any money.
Well, this is, you got a lack of priorities within the look, but this administration is in lockstep with Planned Parenthood, Mary. I mean, this is where elections have consequences. And this administration, I'm going to play it on the Mars broadcast, and the president saying, God bless America and God bless Planned Parenthood. How do you say that after all this? That's a whole other question. But the fact is, I suspect, Jordan, that the Democrats, not all of them, but a lot of Democrats are going to come out supporting Planned Parenthood, although this one's causing them a lot of problems.
They will, ultimately. It's too politically important now. It depends on what else is coming. So far, though, the truth is, and what you need to know about these folks is, they're not that concerned. They're worried about more of the tone out of some of
yes.
these doctors, and I'm sure they'll say that it's the way it came out, but that this is important for research and science and trying to cure diseases. So they'll again, it's always about the distortion. It's always about the distraction, and they're not going to disavow Planned Parenthood. Now, if there's more coming, we'll see. But it will be, it's up, you know, with politicians, it's ultimately up to the American people. Most of them are paying close attention. And so will this cross over and go outside just the traditional pro-life community and the Christian world that we're talking to now and really get to people who may not even be sure where they stand on the abortion issue, but realize how wrong this is?
So, then, what is the chance for any Democratic support on this?
Well, you know, the left in Washington, D.C., Jay, is really beholden to Planned Parenthood because of the massive political budget. It's a huge political operation. But Jordan's right. The hope here lies in the American people, because I don't think on this issue the American people are going to stand for this. So if a politician has to choose between, you know, support in Washington, D.C. and campaign dollars, and then an overwhelming majority of his voters on the other side of the issue, I think that's where the hope lies.
We're getting a lot of comments coming in on Periscope, on Twitter, and we're, of course, getting phone calls as well at 800-684-3110.
Right. We got a comment on Twitter at YourBCN said we need to defund Planned Parenthood and send funds to other agencies who promote health, not abortion.
Well, there is no doubt about that. And the last caller mentioned, you know, getting the VA and Veterans Administration money to those hospitals to help our veterans might be a good way to start. You're talking about $500 million a year at least. So we're with you on that. We think that's exactly right. If you've got comments by Twitter, by the way, it's just at Jay Sekulow. If you want to do a Periscope again, Logan's manning our Periscope as well. Tell folks what that don't have that are listening to the broadcast how to get the Periscope app, because a lot of people don't know about this yet.
That's right. If you have a smartphone, search for in your either App Store, your Google Play, search for Periscope. Sign up. If you have Twitter, you can easily access it. If not, still fine. You can get it, and you can watch the show live as we're doing it, and you can also communicate with us, get your questions or comments in. I'm monitoring it the whole time, trying to take down as many comments as we have. Typically, we have hundreds of people who join us throughout the broadcast, and you can be a part of them. And honestly, if you want to get your question answered on the air, it's probably the easiest way to do it and could be part of a global conversation.
And it literally a global conversation. We're taking your calls also at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Your reaction that the doctor that started all of this is on the payroll of the Obama administration. We'll take your comments about that at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, I know you got to go after this segment. Last comment here about the impact of these videos. More coming, by the way. They say some more could be released either later this week or next. The impact that this is going to have on this issue of abortion.
Well, we have to seize on this. It can't just be, oh, we're outraged today. We should build on this. That's why these people are going undercover, putting these videos out. It's not just to expose Planned Parenthood. It certainly helps our argument, and it helps, I think, explain it to other people. But the second step is taking actual action. We know how aggressive they are. We've got to meet that kind of aggressive action, whether it's on Capitol Hill, whether it's in the state legislatures that are doing these, the states that are investigating now. We need, it's got to be in every effort, state, local, federal, because that's how they cobble together nearly half of their budget through all of our taxpayer funds.
Up the taxpayer funds. Go ahead, Logan.
And we should mention also, we mentioned a Twitter comment. You can communicate with us on Twitter, but trending in the United States, the word Lamborghini. And not for the reason I believe they would like it to be.
Right, because the quote was, I would like a Lamborghini to arrange all of this. And that's trending on Twitter. Folks, we're using all the media we have. We'll take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. Radio, TV, internet, social media, Periscope. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us in there. If you want to add your name to that petition, it's easy. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for at ACLJ.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Well, on a bit of a lighter note for a moment anyways, you understand that those of you that are watching on Periscope get to see this, and those of you who watch this on TV have seen before. So we have multiple studios engaged at any one time. I think yesterday we had our studio here, we had the studio in Washington, we had the studio in Virginia Beach, and the studio in another location. So we have all these studios. Well, we've been having from time to time, you know, Washington, we've been having from time to time some problems on the line where you'll get that chirp sometimes, which is very distracting to us, and I know not great when you all hear it. But Dan tells me that the tech that came out today was an ACLJ guy. Right,
yeah, an ISDN tech named John came out very helpful today. And after he checked all the lines, Jay, he said he wanted me to give you a message that he's been an ACLJ supporter for a long time, and he wanted me to tell you to keep up the good work.
Well,
and he made absolutely sure that every line he looked at was ready for you.
There you go. Well, that helps a lot. We're taking your calls at 1-800. Thank you, John. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110, of course, at Jay Sekulow via Twitter as well.
All right, let's go to the phones. Dale's calling from Wyoming online. All right, this sounds like Dale's listening on his radio. Dale, if you're listening, hop back on your phone, and let's go to Evan, who's calling on line 3 in New Jersey.
Hi, Evan.
Hey, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
And God bless all of you and your team for all the work you're doing. Jay, help me out here. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Did I hear this woman correctly? I want a Lamborghini. Talk about a legal loophole. But then tell me what legal loophole.
Let me play for you the bite first. So in the context is they're talking about how much compensation. She don't like to talk about compensation they can get for the sale of fetal body parts. By the way, Than, you calculated that at about $130
million? $130 million per year,
yeah.
Yes.
So a Lamborghini in the context of that wouldn't be that expensive if they can get that revenue stream. Here's the conversation.
It's been years since I've talked about compensation, so let me just figure out what others are getting. And if this is in the ballpark, and that's fine. If it's still low, then we can go. I want a Lamborghini. I said I want a Lamborghini.
Yeah, so she says, she's making a joke. It's not funny, but she wants a Lamborghini. They know, Evan, they know how much money's at stake. Go ahead with your comment.
I just want to say, after hearing clearly what you just played,
yep,
100% support. Shut them down. Shut down the funding. And by the way, get rid of all the legal loophole doctors that are just
I had Palmer Williams on from our office, who is one of our lawyers, because there are legal loopholes here, and we've got to close them. I mean, we don't just say, oh, it's illegal, go do it, you know, end it. This is, Than, part of what we have to do here is to really eliminate this legal loophole and defund them at the same time. Multiple
no
tracks
question.
Here.
No question about it, and these videos are going to help do that. You know, in that same clip, Jay, the doctor was saying how sometimes they have to turn the baby into breech position so that they can preserve the entire baby's head. They have to turn the baby breech to preserve the head. And anybody knows that, you know, about a baby's delivery, that is more dangerous for the mother in
yep.
most cases. So I think these videos, Jay, I think these are a turning point on this issue.
All right.
All right, let's go back to Dale in Wyoming. Dale, one more shot. You get it there?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Good, thanks.
First, I have a comment. I'd just like to thank you for opening my eyes to this situation. I
sure.
feel that there's many Americans need to have their eyes open to what our government is actually doing to the American
yep.
people out there. And my question was, how is it that our government can legally fund the parent planhood and the abortions?
Well, they've been doing it, Dale. It's been going on for probably 40 years, both administrations, Republicans and Democrats. And that's in part because they've got one very powerful, really powerful lobby in Washington, D.C. We're battling them back. We beat them in court on numerous occasions. They fight back, though. You know, we don't win every case against Planned Parenthood, but we've won a number of them. And I will tell you, to take it a second step here, and Fan, I'm sure, will attest to this, the fact is they have a large political operation.
One of the largest. In fact, they were one of only a handful of organizations in the room, Jay, when the final decisions are on Obamacare would made. And I'll just say this to the last caller. It has been federal law for decades that taxpayer dollars can't be used for abortion, and yet we continue to fund an organization that performs more than 327,000 abortions each and every year. And we do it much like these videos, Jay, because they have found a technical loophole. We have got to close the loopholes. They might exist. It's time for them to go away.
Let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of information posted on this. We're going to get it out in social media as well. And if you're just joining us, the president has ordered the flags at half-staff in honor of the men that were killed by the terrorist attack, our soldiers.
We got a good comment from Periscope. Cheryl Miller put, they're all about women's health, but baby and mother in danger by turning the breach. That seems ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, they mentioned that, and that's absolutely correct. They, in order to stop, do we have the sound where they say that they'll change the position of the child?
We do. You have to listen closely.
Yeah,
it's at the end of the bite, so just keep listening.
Okay, it's gonna be hard to
explain what it is after.
Yeah, let's play the whole bite and then we'll explain it.
You just kind of cognizant of where you put your grasp first. You try to intentionally go above and below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting hearts, lung, liver, because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below, I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I get it intact. And with the calvarium, in general, some people will actually try to change the presentation so that it's not a vertex.
All right, let me read it to you, but I want you to hear the sound because it's important you to understand the context. So this is over a lunch meal where she's talking about selling these children's body parts. You're just kind of cognizant of where you put your graspers. You try to intentionally go above and below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver, because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I can get it all out intact. Then she says, and with the calvarium in general, that's the head, some people, talking about the abortionists, will actually try to change the presentation so that it's not vertex, head first, which is much more dangerous for the woman.
A Periscope Neon String just put, this feels like modern-day Nazis.
Yeah, well, it's a Nazi-esque practice. I mean, I say that. It's the dismembering of human beings and then selling their body parts for medical research. Sound familiar? Yeah, the Nazis. They did the same thing. Planned Parenthood's in real trouble here. I mean, this is, they've been caught. They've issued two corrective statements. I'm not going to play Cecile Retzer's today. Let's play a little bit of it, Will, actually, where she makes this apology, because it's about the tone. It's not about the content. It's about the tone. If we have that one, let's go ahead and play it. Here it is.
Over our 100-year history, we've continually engaged leading medical experts to shape our practices, policies, and high standards, and we always will. Our top priority is the compassionate care that we provide. In the video, one of our staff members speaks in a way that does not reflect that compassion. This is unacceptable, and I personally apologize for the staff member's tone and statements.
Yeah, tone and statement. The statement you should apologize for is you're selling human body parts. So, you know, and this, a staff member, by the way, the staff member was your director, was one of your medical directors for not a Planned Parenthood, for the Planned Parenthood. All right, I want to thank our Periscope audience again. Logan, let's let people know how they could share this. We want to keep building our Periscope audience up, what they can do to help us here.
That's right. If you're on Periscope, please share it with your friends. Let everyone know. If you want to join us on Periscope, almost every day we're broadcasting the entire show live. You don't only get to see everything that's happening in the studio, but you get to engage in a conversation with usually a lot of like-minded people and have a great conversation as well as be a part of the show. So it's a great way to interact directly with us, and you get to see what happens during the breaks, and it's an excellent way to really enhance the broadcast.
And Than, very quickly here, when do we think the Congresswoman Black's legislation drops?
Legislation is going to be dropped tomorrow, and I have confirmation, Jay. She will be on with you on Thursday.
Great.
To tell us all about it.
All right, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for at ACLJ.org. Like us on Facebook. I've got a page. ACLJ has a page. Even the band has a page. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Now my heart is crying.
stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and Stand Up for Life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.